shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. For deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
When we gather in mourning over the deaths of four little girls in this struggle for equality and freedom, we can have no one better talk to us than James E. Fain, the editor of the Dayton Daily News.
I grew up, despite being in South Georgia, somewhat insulated from the idea of race hatred or prejudice for some years, at least as far as I can remember. But when I was about 12 years old, I went to work one summer in the drugstore of an uncle in a little town called Lyons, Georgia, and there was a young Negro boy about my age who was a delivery boy, and I was a soda jerk, and we became good friends. We played catch out behind the store in the afternoons, and there was a man, I now know what kind of person he was. When you're that young, you don't judge adults much. And I suppose if there was a Ku Klux Klan chapter around, he belonged to it, and if not, he would join whatever comparable thing there might be. And he persuaded me, as a practical joke once, to put an egg in my friend's cap and put it on his head in such a way that it broke. And I thought this was sort of funny until I saw the look on the boy's face. You see, there was nothing he could do to me. He could have whipped me easily in a fight, which a white boy in a comparable situation could have done, but he had no recourse in that society in that time against me in this situation. And when I realized that, I was extremely ashamed and felt very guilty. And it wasn't until a long time later that I realized that his problem with me was not a personal one, and that what I had done to him was not exactly a personal thing. But you see, I was a part of a very real problem for him, and making my peace with him on a personal basis really was an irrelevancy.